This is the 6B, six-piece scripture story. This is the overarching rescue plan story. This is part 5 of the better story. Love. Love resurrected on Sunday, but what happened Monday? For 40 days, risen Jesus showed up in so many ways. Unpacked the scriptures with believers on the road to Emmaus, their hearts burned with passion. Risen Jesus amazed us. Made Thomas believe with nail marks in his side. Barbecued fish must have tasted sublime. Said, wait for the Spirit, then ascended on high. So they waited. On lockdown they prayed and anticipated the arrival of the promised Holy Spirit. In a room they waited, and guess what? The Spirit filled it. A rushing wind, tongues of fire, a community consumed with a burning desire to lift God higher in dialects they hadn't heard of just 5 minutes prior. And Jews get confused, but they're not in the know. They just thought the team knocked back too much of the Merlot, but Pete puts them straight. We're not drunk, mate, believe us. It's the Spirit of Jesus that's living within us. Old will dream dreams and the young will have visions, and the church goes on mission. But they're persecuted. Just take the stoning of Stephen, their number one target. Saul looks on with approval and held the stone thrower's jackets, and the church just scatters as missionaries become martyrs. But then a game-changing moment on the road to Damascus. Saul swaps sides, and it's because he met Jesus. From persecutor to proclaimer. Gospels for Jews and Gentiles is Paul's disclaimer. Good news spreads from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Phil unpacks Isaiah. Gospel spreads to Ethiopia, Middle East to Africa, Middle East to Europe and bustling town areas. Paul pens the gospel with Spirit-filled letters. And on his journeys, Paul plants churches, but the Spirit grows communities. See, it's not down to this rabbi tent maker. It's the Holy Spirit. He's the enabler. He's the faith filler. He's the courage giver. Just look at Peter. How do you think he changed from chief denier to leader? And the good news has kept spreading 2,000 years later. We're sealed with the same Spirit that raised up our Saviour. Connected and eclectic, it's radical diversity. For all ages and accents and every ethnicity, there's unity in the Spirit and He's bringing back community. Church, this is our community. Adopted into His family with a reach that's global but still connecting locally. This is our part in God's unfolding story. To be missionaries on a movement that tell of His glory.